All right, so this is How to Read Music Part 3. We're in the Mel Bay, page 20, and we get to the D string. This is a cool place to be. Most melodies are on the top 3 or 4 strings. So this is like, you know, the crowning moment of being able to read most melodies. You will go further than that and read all 6, but you'll see in the future most melodies are on the upper strings. You have D, E, and F. D is the first note that's not part of our Every Good Boy Does Fine or F-A-C-E. So that you just gotta memorize. Well, no, actually there was one other note that wasn't part of that. It was the high G, right? The high G was not part of that. So now you got the low D and the high G. So you can just see why I said most melodies are in that range, because that low D is just below the staff and the high G is just above the staff. Most melodies are in the staff. So there you go. There's your reason why. But without further ado, we're going to play D, open 4th string, and the location is just below the staff. And then this E, which is 2nd fret, that's the E in Every Good Boy Does Fine, rhymes with line. And then the F is the F in face. Face rhymes with space. Right? Good. And so we're going to do whole notes here on page 20. All right? So 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Well done. And then half notes obviously are worth 2 beats each. Notice that at the end of the song, the end of the half note song, there's a half note rest. We haven't really seen that symbol before. And it's like a hat going up. There's two different type hats. If you look back on page 6, right, in the at the very top of the page, it says half rest and it looks like a hat. But if you look across the page, it looks like an upside down hat. So the way it was described to me one time, I always remembered it, was if the guy is only resting for a short time, he'll just put his hat on the table. But if he comes home for good, he's going to hang it up on the hook, you know, and it's going to be upside down. So that's how you remember whether it's longer or shorter. When you see it in the actual context, like if you look where it says rests, where it's in the staff on the middle of page 6, and it says, underneath where it says whole 4 counts, it'll just have it hanging from the top, you know. So that's a whole note rest. And hanging from the, you know, like hanging from the hook is whole note, and hanging sitting on the table is going up is the half note rest. Hope that makes sense. And then you see the other two symbols. The quarter note rest looks like a lightning bolt, and the eighth note rest looks like a little doohickey. Right? That's the technical term. When you get to that open D at the last bar of the half notes, you have to literally stop it ringing right on beat 3. It would go 1, 2, stop, stop, right? And we've done this before, so this is nothing new, but I'm just refreshing. And how do you stop it ringing? You could either do it with the left hand, just put it right on the strings, or with the right hand, you could just put the pick right back on it. Here we go, half notes, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Nice job resting right on the 3rd beat. Good job. And then on the quarter notes, you see the same thing happens. You have a quarter note rest at the very end, so it would be 1, 2, 3, rest. Good. So here we go on quarter notes. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, good. good. Careful, don't mute the string any sooner than the fourth beat. So just do the last bar only, because everybody does. That's why I make a point out of that. 2, 3, 4. Yes, perfect. Otherwise, you're shortening the length of, or lengthening the length of the note on the third beat. Nice job. And now we move on to native flute. And now we're moving around, not just with the fourth string, but lots of other strings. So this one moves quite a bit through the scale that you've now learned. So we'll go a little bit slower on here. Like 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, so I'm gonna give you a hand on that. It's, the first note is D open. And then the second note is E, second finger. Then the third note is open third string. Right? So in terms of fingering, it actually goes open, two, open, two, right? So that they're already getting you moving around quite a bit on this. You know, and then the next note, beat one of the bar two, would be first finger. Yeah, good. Good, okay. Good, so let's try it like nice and slow. 2, 3, 4. All right, let me let you get that. So even slower, 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep going. All right, I'll let you do it over. Generally, just try and keep going, yeah. But if it's a mess up within the first bar or two, you're allowed to start over. But once you get past like bar two, I'd just keep going. So just keep your spot, 2, 3, 4. For 2, and then open D. Doesn't sound much like native flute until you kind of hear it in context. I mean, so I'm just going to play through it once. It would be like 2, 3. Sounds a little native flute-y, not much. It's actually an A minor pentatonic scale. Every note in there is in an A minor pentatonic scale. We'll talk about that some other day. One more shot at it?
Yeah.
All right. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Good, way to keep your spot. All right, good.